Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hanna baby. Introducing a new collection, Hanna Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hanna quality for your most precious gift. Hanna Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannaanderson.com. Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hanna baby. Introducing a new collection, Hanna Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hanna quality for your most precious gift. Hanna Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannaanderson.com.
This episode of Nobody's Listening is brought to you by drawyouapicture.com, where I draw pictures for people like you, because you can't draw. So check it out, drawyouapicture.com. I do artwork for cheap. It's good stuff. Also brought to you by gotomypc.com and godaddy.com, where you can use the code PODNAME121 to save money on your next domain name. Okay? All right.
Nobody's listening. Nobody's listening. Sorry, Mom.
I got a bad feeling about this.
No! Nobody's listening. No! Nobody's listening. No! Nobody's listening.
You're listening to Nobody's Listening, where we tell funny life stories and invite you to do the same.
Doing out there, podcast people. This is Nobody's Listening Podcast, episode 119. It's the opposite of an emergency, if you think about it. 911. Yeah. It's brought to you the week of August 25th. I'm your host. My name is James, and I'd like to bring in a couple of ne'er-do-wells in. Here to the right, from America's hat, Trevor!
Hey, James.
Hey. Welcome to the show, Trevor. And from Canada's pants, it's John Steinglober.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Hello.
Wait, let's try that again. Trevor. And John.
Yay.
Aw, did you get more? Did I get less? What happened?
Yeah. Welcome back, guys. It's nice to have both, of course.
Thanks.
I missed you immensely.
Yes.
Today's a theme show. We're going to be doing breakup stories. You guys got some breakup stories to share with us in a bit?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
I'm sure the listeners do.
Yeah, I got some. I mean... You know I've been dumped several times. Well, we always start the show with an opening story, and this one's no exception. Hey, NLCast, I recently came to the conclusion that my girlfriend was insane. We were this was about a week ago at her house. We were halfway through the movie Serenity when I somehow realized that she was completely nuts. I know that feeling where you're just like, you're dating somebody and then suddenly you realize, why am I dating this person? Actually, you being a freshman and thinking this quickly means you've got better sense than most freshmen, so good on you. Anyway, I proceeded to slowly but surely inch my way further and further from her on the couch. No, she's not going to notice that.
No. Oh, no.
Till I was practically sitting on the armrest. Apparently, she noticed. Really? Really?
Wow. So,
I think Helen Keller would notice that, but... So she shut down the movie and asked if I wanted to leave. Conversation went something like this. If you want to leave, just leave already. Could I please? That's very tactful. And needless to say, I haven't talked to her in a while. It's 1 week out and I'm feeling fine. Andrew. Sounds like a country song. It's 1 week out and I'm feeling fine. Bah, 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 bah. Cue the violin solo. Huh? Not if you could hear it in my head.
Oh.
It's Miley Cyrus.
Coming out of your mouth
It was Miley Cyrus style stuff, you know?
So she's not country.
She's a little bit country and a little bit rock and roll.
And a lot of bit crap. I mean, what?
What? I love how you act like you didn't say stuff sometimes. But anyway, this episode is brought to you by GoPC. It's the easiest way to access your PC from anywhere on the web. Brought to you by Citrix. It's more secure than online banking. Did you know that? Free customer support available 24/7. You don't even need to be in the office to be productive. It's like taking your office with you wherever you go, except without all the heavy lifting and that annoying person at the next cubicle. You can use any program, any file, any email, or network resource from anywhere. Travel anywhere. You can use your home or office PC. No need to bring your laptop. Who needs a laptop anyway? Those things are annoying. I have four of them. Ugh.
Wow. How annoying that must be.
Can I have one?
You can increase your work flexibility by working from home after hours or on the weekends. Spend more time with family. Avoid rush hour traffic by working from home and driving to the office. When the traffic dies down, you don't have to wait to be productive. Try it out. For this special offer, get 30 days free just for being one of our listeners. Go to gotomypc.com/podcast. That's gotomypc.com/podcast and get done with GoToMyPC. Also sponsored today by a couple of listeners, the eternal sponsors, Carrillo and Dean Piercy. Thank you so much, guys. We love you. Love you.
We do.
I love you, my own mom.
Wow.
I love them more than my mom.
I've listened to the show. That's really not. Never mind.
It's not much. Yeah, I don't love them much.
You like
weekly?
You shut your mouth.
Okay, we can do that. Update.
What were you gonna say there, Johnny?
Already.
That's okay.
Excellent.
It's time for the weekly updates. Hey, it's time for the weekly updates. Hey, these are both like daughter updates. I'm falling into the same trap that you guys, but I have a hilarious for those that were in the chat room about an hour ago. And by the way, hi, people in the chat room. Love you. We'll mention you in a bit, but they got to see my daughter and she was showing out for them. It's awesome. She's so funny. But the other day we were heading to Hobby Lobby, which is a great little lobby that has lots of hobby stuff in it. It's great. It's awesome. It's like Worlds of Fun. It's like my daughter explaining Worlds of Fun. I was like, what is it about Worlds of Fun? What's there? And she goes, it's Worlds of Fun. And I was like, oh, I just haven't been emphasizing the right word. So Hobby Lobby, it's a lobby of, you know, anyway, we were there and she's always pointing out things to us, you know, just because she runs her mouth constantly. If it's in her head, it's coming out of her mouth. She's 4 and a half. That's what they do. And she suddenly goes, hey, and we all look, you know, like try to see where she's going on that truck. And sure enough, we looked at the truck and the truck had a lot of hay on it. So, yeah. Hey. On that truck. So, and then the other day, she was telling me about she was reading me a story. Sometimes I tell her stories and then she likes to tell me stories. Several times over the last few years, I've told her the story of the three bears. And she was terrified by that story, to be quite honest, I think, because the idea of a little girl going to the woods and
scary.
Yeah. And finding a bear's house. You know, I always imagine little stuffed bears. I had pictures. Jenna had her imagination's like mine. But anyway, she's going to tell me the story, except she put wolves in there. She doesn't say wolves. She says wolves, which makes it hilarious and hard to keep your face. But the part of the story that I really liked is when she said Goldilocks went to the door and she saw some food in there. She was really hungry. So she went inside and she looked around a little bit and she was like, hey, this house belongs to wolves. I'm going home. And she went home and told her mom she would never go out again. So the story was really short. And I thought, you know what, Jenna's Goldilocks, a lot smarter than mine. So yeah, that's just realism right there. You know, hey, this house belongs to three wolves. I'm out of here.
I'm going home. That's enough of me.
One wise child there.
Yeah. So I got a kick out of that. What you got, Trevor?
I'm going to tell you the story of Friday.
Okay.
I'm not sure exactly whose karma I
ticked off, but boy, did I get some backlash. My car, I'm driving this old beater car, this 1989 Mercury Topaz, which I bought for $500 and awesome. It's held together with duct tape, bubble gum, and, you know, and hope.
He got it in an Easter egg out of a chicken machine outside of Walmart. So,
so
the little claw picked it up and brought
it. Here's your car.
It only would have cost a quarter if they got him on the first try.
Yeah.
Sorry. Go ahead.
So I'm driving to my buddy's place. My buddy's been out of town. I've been watching his house for him. So good karma. I was going to his house to give it a quick little cleaning out to make sure it was. There, the car kind of started jerking and stalling out. And then just as I got to the stop sign, about a 15-minute walk from his place, it stalls. I knew that the alternator had a problem and I was going to go to the junkyard on the weekend to get a new one, but it didn't quite last that.
Oh, crud. Skype.
I had a car on the road, and I didn't quite get it off the road. So I walked to his place, get his car.
Skype.
Enough to get it running so I could get it off the road. So I pulled the car off the road, leave it running there.
Hold on, Pete.
Some ride, you know, so I can ride it. So I go back, get his car, drive it back, and then by the time I got back to my car had stalled out again. So I pull his car in front of it. I was going to boost it again.
Hold on. All right, we got Trevor back. Yeah, Trevor, what's your weekly update, homie? Try it again.
Starting right from the beginning?
Yeah.
Please.
All right. My weekly update has to do with the last Friday. This sounds like deja vu, because it wasn't bad enough to live through it once. I now have to live through it 3-4 times now.
Groundhog Day!
I have a car. My car is not good. An old 1989 Mercury Topaz, which had been giving me troubles with the battery. The charge light came on during the week, and I was pretty sure that it was the alternator that was giving me a problem. So I was hoping to limp it out until the weekend so I could get to a junkyard to get a new alternator for it. So I was on my way to my buddy's place so I can clean it up. He's been out of town. I've been watching his house for him, and just before I got to his house, car stalls out. So I walked to his place. Dunder shows up.
Sorry, people at home, I have my son in my lap. He didn't sleep, and he all he hears is silence. I have headphones on. So he's thinking he needs to talk, so sorry. Yeah.
So I walked to his place, get his car, jump my car, get it off the road. When I go back to get his car off the road, my car in the meantime had stalled out on me, so I lifted the hoods up again, jumpered my car again, and now so my car's broken. When I go to actually close the hood on my buddy's car, who is a much nicer car than my car. It's a Lexus, and, you know, it's kind of not new, but
it's a Model T.
It's not an 89 Topaz, that's for sure.
It's a Razor scooter. It doesn't take much.
So I go to close the hood on his, and for some reason the Lexus has this weird design choice where almost every other car I've ever owned or every other car I've ever seen,
it has a hood.
The hood prop, yes, they do. The hood prop comes up from the bottom, and you prop it up into the hood and keeps the hood up.
Weird.
Now, for some reason, Lexus decided it would be cool and fancy and ritzy or something to have this that prop attached into the hood with this little plastic clip. So it could easily, if it ever breaks, it just falls down in your engine and blah, you know, which seems like a really smart idea. So anyway, I go to close his hood. For some reason, it won't latch. It's like, oh, okay. So I lift it back up, and the latch is out of whack, so it won't actually latch in anymore. And as I open the hood, his prop arm comes dangling down into his engine. It's like, oh, well, I guess I must not have clipped it, you know. So I go to clip it, and I can't because the clip is now broken off. So now my car's broken behind me. My buddy's car is broken in front of me. I can't drive his car because it's I can't secure the hood latch so it's not dangling into his fan. I can't drive my car because I can't keep it going. And it's like Meanwhile, it's 30 degrees. It's the end of the day on Friday. I'm sweating. Like, it was like, this isn't a funny weekly update. This is, what did I do? Like, I mean, if it was just my car, I would have been, it's an old car, whatever. I knew I had to fix it anyway. But now it broke my buddy's car. He left me in charge of his stuff. And I have now.
Oh, crap. Bye.
Home.
Oh, what?
What? You Skyped out there.
Well, I mean, because I can't drive.
Is that the language filter on right now?
Yeah. Trevor's Skyping out like a monkey. This is the first time we've ever really dealt with this.
Neat.
Wow. Okay. Dadgum.
Yeah, you are totally.
All right, John. John, do you got a weekly update? Let's get through it quick.
Yes, I do. Speaking of cars, I locked my keys in the car.
Oh, wow.
And
were you in the car at the time?
No.
Okay.
Is it work? I was parked in a handicap zone. I don't know why that's funny, but I was like, oh my goodness, and I was like, it was kind of time sensitive, so I thought, okay, I gotta get in, and I had broken into my truck once before without breaking it,
mm-hmm.
And so I thought, I can do this. So I actually had a couple pieces of wood in the back, and I shimmed it in the door. They're like 1x2s. And I shimmed it into the door, and I found a coat hanger, and I was in my car in like 5 minutes. Thank you.
Dunder is impressed.
Dunder approves.
Thank you, sir.
That's now, awesome. It takes me at least 4 or 5 years to get myself in a car.
Well, after I thought about it, I thought, well, I'm kind of worried now, because if it takes me 5 minutes to get in, what's it going to take a seasoned thief? They just look at the door and it'll pop open or something.
That's awesome.
So
I saw District 9 this week, John.
You already had. No, shut up. You can't talk about it.
Did it make you sad?
No, it was awesome.
Shut up.
I can't wait for District 10.
If District 10 comes out, I'll see it, because dang it, I want to know what the end of the story is.
You know the end of the story. We can't talk about it.
I can't visualize it.
What? We'll have to have this conference off podcast here, but that may make you
one of the many tools of the devil.
Oh no!
Yeah, make you the OBB, but probably not. This is actually two things. So let me play both intros.
Who, me?
You'll see what I'm talking about in a second.
Who, me?
Dear James, that face, and some other guy, today sure. I have and LBB for you. My LBB is anyone who make fun of another person's name. For example, my name is Thaddeus, and people like to call me Fattius and also Faggius. that's my LBB. Hope you read it on the show. Keep up the good work. Forever your fan, Thaddeus.
You're a jerk. What?
Well, what are you afraid of? That he'll get mad at us?
Well, if you say it right, maybe he'll be Gladius.
And if he don't, then he'll be Sadius.
Mm. Ouch.
If he's really cool, he'll be the Raddiest.
Oh, yes!
Yeah, we got it going. We keep it going. Oh, man. All right. We got to go, yes, because we're going to do a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to get to our theme stories. Yeah, I'm done. So we're going to get going before it's too far down. I'm going to try to get rid of this boy, too. So we'll leave you with the haunting sounds of a child's laughter. There you go. All right. Peace out, peeps.
Hey, nobody's listening. This is Eric and Rob from WBR Show. We just wanted you to know that
we're watching you
and listening.
And that's why your show's not called Nobody's Staring at Me Through My Window.
Because we are
stalkers.
Anyway, here's our promo.
I heard you want a free vacation.
The radio station said I'm caller number two.
Caller number two. Really? That is great.
Then I found out where I got to go. Let's just say it wasn't a trip to Cancun.
Not a trip to Cancun. Then where is it?
It's Iran.
I ran away. That stinks.
Yes, I ran. I ran 4 nights, 5 days.
Sell 'em on eBay. For more like this, go to WBRShow.com.
.com.
Stalkers.
All right, thank you, WBR, and go check them out. Do it today. It'll be awesome.
Featured story.
All right, it's time for that featured story. Oh, goodness, and it's actually a series of featured stories today because it is a theme show, and we're going to be talking about breakups.
Ooh.
I'm going to start it off with one of the worst ways. I don't know. I got broke up by this girl I liked a lot. And in the note that she wrote me to break up with me.
The note she wrote you to break up with you?
Yeah, this was in high school.
What? I don't like you. Check yes or no.
No, she told me that I was a bad kisser.
What?
She told me that you do not have to stick your tongue in my mouth every time we kiss.
Oh, dude. You don't?
Well, see, the thing was,
why not?
Is she was the first one to ever kiss me that way. And I was kind of freaked out by it at first, to be quite honest. But then I decided it was rather awesome. And so, yeah, I mean, it was like, why go back? You know, I don't know. It'd be like, I don't know, peanut butter on bread and then finding peanut butter and jelly. Why would you go back
to just
peanut butter? Yeah. So she dumped me because of my horribly overactive
tiger tongue.
Well, the worst part was is
it's great.
The worst part was is even, I mean, like years later, she had grown into quite a huge person. And I don't mean famous either. She was working at some store or like a convenience store or something. And my friend was there and she starts whispering to some people and looking at me and they all laugh. And I know what she was telling them. And it was terrible. It's terrible. So, yeah.
Do I know this person?
Gosh, dude, I don't even think so. No, it's not anybody that you're thinking of. No, this was high school people. This is high school people. No, it was not
okay,
Nikki.
Man. Okay.
I would never say anything bad about Nikki. But no, this was totally separate. So who got another one?
Nikki.
I don't know. Don't talk about people we know. Who's got a story?
Might be listening.
Let's keep going.
Okay.
That's kind of the point.
Go
ahead, Trevor. You're next. You want me to go? Okay, I'll go.
Here you go.
Okay, I'll go. I'll be second. So this isn't necessarily – this is not – this is – okay, this broke up in middle school. Which actually I dated James Kennison's sister. and she was actually Jane was my third girlfriend. I thought she was my first, but first girlfriend I had in Georgia. But I didn't know how to, you know, end a relationship, and I unfortunately thought the only way to end a relationship was to stop talking to the person, and that way they would break up with you. And that's what happened. She said,
"Okay, John, sorry." Skype.
Yeah. Yeah, and so she broke up with me and she told me that, or no, actually she told somebody else to tell me that she never wanted to see me again and that I was a jerk and maybe something else. And that's how it happened.
Wow.
And I'm sorry. I'm sorry, James.
So this was my sister?
Yeah. Yes, it was your sister.
Why don't you apologize to her?
Okay, but make sure she never hears this, though. Leanne, I'm sorry that when I was in eighth grade, I was a jerk to you. You were a very nice girl to me, and you always treated me like a good guy, and I'm sorry.
Aww.
Please forgive me. I mean that from
Skype doesn't want to hear your crap, so whatever. Dude, we're having major problems tonight.
Shut up. Oh, crap.
We're just going to keep going. Trevor, you got one, buddy? All right. Sorry, folks. We had to kill the chat room. Apologize to like 100 people that were with us.
Apparently, we apologize to all the families of all the people we just had to kill. Yeah. I mean, I don't know how that helps the internet connection, but yeah.
And they're
the boss.
They're all cursing our name right now, but that's okay. Let's see.
John just dropped the call.
Great.
Why doesn't anybody want me to play Batman?
Apparently not. Hold on, people. Okay. I guess I got another one. If Skype will allow us.
Oh, please.
I was in middle school, and I didn't really talk to girls back then, especially ones that I was starting to like. And there was this really, really cute girl that was brand new to school. And as any boy with low self-esteem will tell you, the girls that are new to school are really easy to get to go out with you because they don't know you and your status. And they are eager to have people to hang out with them. And so, you know, you can really get them quick. I didn't know any of that. So I was so dorky. I didn't even know the dorky man's tricks. But anyway, the deal was she was in science and she would, I would look at her. Do you remember that game? You'd look at somebody until you got their attention and then you'd look away. Did anybody else do that to show a girl they liked them? And your heart would get all thick and big and burst out of your chest and then you would dare yourself to lock eyes with them for a few seconds. Was that anybody else, or was that just my game, my shy boy game?
That was just you silently stalking people.
Dang it. Dang it. I was afraid of that. Well, anyway, she played the game back, though, and it was really fun. It was great, but I was too shy to go to the next step, which was to talk to her. So days went by, you know, weeks went by, and I just kept playing this game and never got the boldness to go out until... I think I passed some notes, maybe something, but I see her holding hands with this curly headed, ugly fat boy. And she started going out with him. Suddenly I had boldness. Suddenly I was bold and I asked her, you know, what are you doing? Why are you with him? And you like me, right? And she's like, yeah, but you never asked. And so I got broke up with, and I wasn't even going out with her. That's how pitiful I was. So, and it was terrible. I pined for her. I never gave up until I moved away from Yulee, Florida. And I don't even remember her name.
But you pined for her. How can you know?
I don't remember her name, but I that boy hated me, and I did not care if he existed, because I straight tried to get her as my girlfriend for the rest of the time we were there. So.
Wow.
I never asked.
I'm going to have to listen to the show, hear everything you said.
I didn't know the words. So it's still Skyping, huh?
You just what to say and how to say it.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Nah.
You were good to me. I heard everything.
Okay, good. Let's just keep muddling through. John, what you got? Yeah.
I think it's Trevor's turn because I don't recall hearing a breakup story from Trevor.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
That is true.
However, well, it threw me off because John usually is supposed to go third.
Yeah. Well, see, that was me passing
sorry.
The buck.
Sorry.
I have. I really don't have any real breakup stories.
Oh, that's fine.
I mean, it was. I
let's cut the show short and get the freak on to play in Batman.
I'm, you know, I married the first person, you know, I was there. No,
that
that's
I
not
saw. It was either her or that chicken in the tree.
It's like, will you go? Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
And then I get married and had children. It was, it's that's the way it works with everybody, isn't awesome. It?
You've yet to have your first breakup. Well,
I didn't really break up. I just had relationships kind of fizzled out. Like I was kind of, sort of, I think they were my girlfriend and then they weren't anymore, so I just moved along. It was
that's sad. I understand, though. That's geeks. Yeah, we're
that's sad.
We're
it is. Well, it's sad, but it may be sad, but I got to avoid a lot of heartache.
by fizzling?
Sort of. It's my world. I can live in it how I wish. Move along, sir.
Okay. John?
Wow.
How is District 9?
Did you break up with it?
How do you use your weapons? John's gone. No.
Can you guys hear what I'm saying?
Nope.
Nope. We heard that, but we didn't hear anything before that.
Oh, man.
I bet you had some really cool comebacks, too.
I bet you.
You Skype to your advantage.
I don't even know what you... I don't even know what you said, so I don't know what I'm coming back from.
All right. Well, John, do you have any more pickup stories?
Yeah, I do.
He just broke up with Skype.
I'm afraid to tell, though, because I don't even know if you're going to hear it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry, Skype. I'm breaking up with you right now.
Okay. Why don't I just tell stories and read emails and listen? And you guys laugh whenever you want, okay? Here we go. Lord, help us. Okay, I didn't have a lot of breakup stories because usually I would connect with someone and stay with them for as long as humanly possible because I was like lucky enough to have a girlfriend. I wasn't going to risk it. I was really diabolical though, and I would talk to girls as if I was going to go out with them. I would get them to go out with me in verse only, like in words only, and then never go to pick them up. And then I'd make up some thing about why I couldn't do it because the whole thing was, it was about trying to get the girl to go out with me that I didn't think would. It's like looking for a job when you already have a job. It's a lot easier. Yep. There's no pressure. I already got some to fall back on. So yeah, that was kind of it. But that's about as diabolical as I got. But I dated this one girl for like 2.5 years and it's horrible. I wrecked her life. I really did. I feel like I probably did. I every now and then I wonder if I'm going to bump into her on Facebook, and I just want to apologize. But after 2 years, I called her on the payphone, and I'm like, "Yeah, you want me to come over?" And she's like, "No, not really." And I remember thinking, "Yeah, I don't really want to go over either." And then I was like, "Well, do you want to go anywhere Friday night?" And she's like, "Well, I don't know." And I was thinking, "Yeah, I don't really want to go anywhere Friday night either." I'm like, "I think we're done." And she goes, "Yeah, I do too." I'm like, "Okay, well, bye. Bye." 2.5 years.
Wow.
Done. Just like that. We've lost John. John's gone.
I was sitting on the couch waiting for you to call, but you never did. I thought we were just on a break.
Poor guy. He's sitting there hitting himself in his headphone, wondering why he can't hear anything. Anyway, another story was in middle school, and I dated this girl. I remember her name.
I'm not completely gone. Yay. I hear every other word. Okay. Or everything.
Let's just get through this. We're almost done. Okay, I was dating these two girls at one time. Okay, that was the thing. It was in middle school. And they were best friends, and they both liked me. And they both wanted me to go out with them, and I was so flattered that I said sure. One of them's name was Melanie Donnelly. That's the reason why I remember her name, because it kind of rhymed. And I liked her, but everybody else thought she was ugly. And I thought that was terrible.
And the other one's name was Mrs. Beach.
I don't know. I don't know what her name was, but they finally cornered me one day in shop class, and they had apparently discussed this whole thing, decided that I needed to choose one of them, and they put all this pressure on me and could totally ruin the vibe. You know, I was in sixth grade. This was happening. I mean, I had not touched any of them, held hands, you know, nothing. Could you imagine what that would have looked like? Anyway, you know, one on each hand. Who was going to carry my books? You know, I'd had to have a third girlfriend for that.
Pack mule. Yeah.
But, yeah, like a World of Warcraft mule, just to go to my locker and get my stuff and work the...
run the auction house.
Yeah, run the auction house for me. No, but I went ahead and just broke with both of them. I dumped them both. I was like, I don't need this drama. You're out of here.
And you need to choose one of us. Nah, I'm good, thanks.
Thanks. How about neither? How about nothing?
Thank you.
Oh. Well, you know, guys, if you had any stories, save for a good Skype day when the Skype gods are happy with us. Right now, we're just going to move on to this.
ENV mail.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah. All right, let's read through these things. Hey, guys, I love the show. I was turned on to it when I met James in St. Louis while on a missions trip with my junior high school group helping David Godbout. Hey. Yeah. Hey. I'm always selling the show. And David Godbout, you guys will know, is he's been on the show before, and his son is Salsa Boy, and his other son is Rockstar Paul. Anyway, we had Vietnamese food. Yeah, I remember that. It was very good. It was at Fogrand's in St. Louis. Anyway, I've been an avid listener ever since. I wanted to get in on this breakup story show. I've only dated two women. One I dated for a while right after high school. Second one is now my wife of 3 years. That first relationship was a doozy, as she was a bit of a control freak and started talking about marriage very early in the relationship. That's scary. Mm-hmm. Was she from hometown, Georgia? It's all we do is get married and have babies. But anyway... That's all there is to do. That and skate. When I'd finally had enough, I went to her house and we sat down together to talk. I could tell she wasn't expecting to hear what I'd about to say. I wasn't good at communicating my feelings to her, so she was clueless that I was unhappy. So for all she knew, I could have been proposing. Well, I obviously wasn't. I sat her down on the couch. She grabbed my hands, looked into my eyes so lovingly that I began to doubt my decision. No, I told myself, you're miserable. You have to do this. I proceeded to tell her things like, I still care about you, and I still want to be friends with you. You're a great girl. Oh, that's awesome. That's what you say to a dog. You're a great girl. Yes, you are. But I couldn't get the words out. So instead of me saying it's over, she basically figured it out on her own. This is like David's wimpy like this, too. I saw the change in her demeanor as soon as the light bulb turned on. She pulled her hands out from under mine. That's when I was thinking, oh, crap, I did this all wrong. She starts yelling at me, telling me that I had never loved her and everything I'd ever said was a lie and that I was a terrible person. So to smooth it all over, I calmed her down and said, listen, it's been the best 6 months of my life. And she replied, we've been together for 8 months. Thinking it was too late.
I heard that.
Yeah.
Hey, John.
Thinking it was too late to save face, I just told her the truth. The last 2 months have been pretty bad. Needless to say, it's awesome. Needless to say, we are not friends. In fact, I'm friends with her current husband, and when I see them together, she just gives me that what's up head nod without saying a word. That's a pretty harsh thing to give a girl.
Wow.
What's up? Thanks for raising your eyebrows like that. Welcome to the area. Yeah, she hasn't changed a bit. Good call, Michael. So thanks for the show. The laughter is definitely good for me. So there we go. Dear NLCast, my very first breakup was when I was in fifth grade and a jock slash jerk. Oh, wait. And a jock slash jerk, let's call him Lucifer, went on a field trip that I couldn't go on it. My girlfriend... My girlfriend could go, so on the way back, he apparently made a move and got my girlfriend to break up with me so they could go out. They got back. She said that we were breaking up while Lucifer and his friends were laughing behind my back, thinking I would cry. I just shrugged it off and dramatically told her that to not come running back to me. Her heart was broken. Well, she did, and I foolishly accepted her back, but I was in fifth grade, and now I laugh every time I think of it. Drummer boy, I'm now five and a half grade. No, I made that. Oh my gosh! You know, David, if he was here, he would have the ultimate breakup story because he didn't break up with, if you remember, the ugly Becky. Uh huh. My other brother Jonathan broke up with her for him over email. And he only knows because he got the response from her. What do you mean it's not going to work out between us? I thought we had something. So yeah, that's great stuff. All right, let me get through the rest of these. The last year of high school, I finally got myself a girlfriend. I was very happy as it was the first time I'd had one post middle school. Those didn't count. We were together for a while, and I soon realized that I was happier in a relationship, but I did not really like the person I was in a relationship with. We had been friends for a while before going into a relationship, so I decided to break up with her. I did it the day of her father's birthday.
Nice.
It was terrible. She cried and all that stuff. To make matters worse, I hadn't figured out that it was her own birthday just a couple of days later, as well as Valentine's Day. So yeah, I was the LBB of that week for her for sure. Note to listeners, look at the calendar before breaking up with a girl.
It's like, okay, yeah, it's not annual breakup day, so I can't do it today.
Yeah, yeah. Canada surely has a holiday for breaking up with people.
We have a lot of holidays, so yeah, it would surprise me.
You have a holiday for taking back Christmas presents for the love. I am jealous.
Yes.
We have a couple of listener emails or voicemails. Let's get through those.
Hey, NLCast. This is JoJo. Leaving my breakup story. So, let's see. It was about 2 months ago, and it was about a month after I had broken up with my boyfriend. And, you know, did it silly. Still quote-unquote friends, but as if that ever works out.
No, it
doesn't. And so we're at this Pioneer Girls thing at my church where I'm a leader, and let's call him Lucifer, who was ex-boyfriend, whatever, and he was a leader for Stockade Boys, which is kind of Girl Scout, Boy Scout thing with Jesus thrown in for the kick of it.
I love throwing so Jesus.
The boys were playing Manhunt outside, and the girls were upstairs in a boring classroom, and one of the girls, who's very attention-needy, said she was very, very hot and she needed some air. So I went outside with her, and we kind of just sat out by the parking lot, and just kind of, we were talking, right by the entrance of the doors. The conversation turns to boys, I guess, and she asked me about Lucifer. And so I'm like, well, kind of an awkward kid, kind of weird, kind of tall and skinny with big poofy hair, but I mean, I guess he was a good guy, I mean, but thank God it's over, you know? And she's just laughing, you know, we're having girl time. And then I hear a snap, a rustle from behind the bushes.
It was my neck.
And I go, it's kind of like an alcove, and there's this gigantic tree, and I look. And,
it's this poofy-headed boy
standing up on the tree, and somebody else asked him later after I told the story. They said that he didn't hear anything, but I don't know.
Yeah.
It was just kind of awkward, because I'm looking up there, and then she's like, who's that up in the tree? I'm like, well, that's Lucifer.
It's a stalker.
Like, oh, my gosh! And then she screams up at Lucifer in the tree, did you guys go out? And he's kind of taken aback. He's like, oh, yeah. And she goes, she's kind of, you know, from the hood. She's like, so you were the ugly geek, and she was the pretty supermodel that she ditched you in the end. And he kind of...
Okay. All right. Thanks, JoJo. It just kind of Skyped out there, which is par for the course for this show.
Yeah,
but,
of course.
Thank you. Thank you for that. That worries me. A large poofy-headed guy in a tree. What the world? How did he know? I think he could fly.
It's the poofy hair.
He was a bat.
He's like the flying nun. He just gets his chin in the wind, and he kind of lifts off with his poofy hair. That's what it is. There's no comedy there. Let's play this.
Hallelujah.
Oh, wait, we're saving that. That's only thing that can fix the show is that somebody named Melissa sent in a mashup of the last 118 shows.
And it is awesome. I've heard it.
Yes. Okay, so let's hear from Marvel.
Hey, this is Audra, a.k.a. Marvel Geek on the Forums. I have a breakup story for the same show. This didn't happen to me, but it happened to my brother. My brother's girlfriend, they were at this party, and he finally broke up with her, but when he did, they got in this huge fight, and she grabbed this book and started hitting him on the head with it, like, over and over and over.
It was the Bible.
Everybody thought it was my brother's fault, and they kicked him out of the party, and he set
No cake for you.
Outside on the sidewalk for my mom to pick him up.
Aww.
For like 4 hours.
Wow.
And, yeah. So, that's it.
Wow.
But,
wow.
Yeah. Okay. Bye.
Thanks, Marvel Geek. Yeah, that's disturbing a little bit. So,
yeah.
Just get hit in the head. So it was his fault.
Of course.
They always take the girl's side.
Well, it's because guys are usually jerks.
Really?
Usually.
I was nice. I was a nice jerk. I was jerk secretly. But anyway, Dr. Quest has sent in a breakup story.
Hey guys, it's Chris, aka Dr. Quest, in the chat room. Just wanted to send you my breakup story. So I've been dating this girl for about 7 months, and I know she had a date circled on our calendar, and she comes from a big family, so she's always going to birthdays and baby showers. I figured that was just it, and didn't think of anything of it. And then her defense, she was giving me the breakup signal, and you know what that is. It's basically, you know, when you do those sweet talking, like, oh, you're the best girlfriend ever. And she replies with, I know. That's the, you know it's coming, don't you? Well, obviously, I, during the headlights of the oncoming breakup truck, didn't move. So the date finally came, and I get a phone call from her. Her ex-boyfriend got out of jail. That was his parole date.
Wow.
And decided that she loved him and could never leave him. And we were over, and I didn't take it like a man, because I wanted to tell her to go, well, Trevor, you can fill in the rest of that statement.
Trevor!
And, but I didn't. And so we have a happy ending, because 3 months later, he got busted for pot and got put back in jail. So I guess I had to laugh.
Yay!
Laugh. But there's a lot of crying involved.
Such good news.
I'm not going to say on whose part that is. But,
yay, for justice system.
So mock me if you will, if you want. Later, guys.
No, we're not going to mock you. Not at all.
I like that. I saw the breakup truck coming, and I didn't know to move.
This is the deer in the headlights, boy. Oh, man. Yeah, I've been dumped several other ways, you know, via note. And the best one was this note I got from a pastor's daughter. Her name was Missy. And I was horribly in love with her. And she dumped me for some older guy. And the note was sheer torture, because it was filled front and back. You know, folded with that little pull tab, you know, that says pull, the cute little way to fold notes. And but she had censored a good bit of it by scribbling over lines with the pencil.
What?
And try as I might, I could not decipher or figure out what in the world I was missing out on. You want to talk about this show being an example of that? Think about those Skype out moments and the parts you miss, and you imagine they must be the best, juiciest parts. That's the way this note was. And somehow in my middle school mind, I decided that if I took an eraser and I barely scribbled over those lines just so slightly, that somehow magically it would erase just the top layer of lead and leave the words.
Really?
It didn't work.
You weren't too bright, were you, boy?
Hey, that's creativity right there. I didn't say it was smart. I said it was creative.
Now, explain this. So she censored the words in the note that, like, I
don't even know what they would be, but there was just big chunks of it. And so the rest of it made sense, but the parts that she had put in there, maybe they were really personal attacks. Maybe they were bragging about this guy that she dated. You know, I don't know, but it didn't last very long, but I was heartbroken because I had made her some stuff in shop class in middle school, and I had bought her a flower, and my parents had made fun of me the entire way to church that Sunday. But I gave it to her anyway, right in front of Patty Barber.
Patty Barber?
Yeah. She's my friend on Facebook now. Anyway, yeah, we're going to have to go ahead and show right now. Thanks, Trevor. Thanks, John, who's not here anymore.
John's not here anymore.
Yeah, John's gone. John was apparently the problem, because now, no problems. Wow. Have you noticed?
Huh? I'm not going to even, after we beat him up pretty bad last week, if we tell him this week that he was the problem,
he's ruined the show in more ways
than one. He's going to get a complex.
No, I don't really blame him. I blame the internet between here and Georgia. apparently, is the problem, because Canada and me seem to have a nice thick pipeline. But
I don't know. It started out from Canada, so apparently I'm just contagious. See, I brought the problem.
Yeah, but that three-way thing, it's bouncing. It's having to feed you to Georgia and me to Georgia. It's just not working, so.
Now there was mooses and there was hockey pucks all shoved in the internet pipeline, yeah, and they down it. And it, you know.
Okay, well, if you're wanting to blame Canada, I'm all for it.
You lit liquor.
Lit liquor. So, time for us to get out of here. Thanks everybody. Thanks everybody for hanging out. Sorry, chat room people. I really wanted to read your names. I know you like that, but check us out next time. Every Tuesday night at 9:30 p.m. Central. Thanks to our sponsors. Thanks to Rob Gehovers for the awesome theme music you're listening to right now. Thanks to our co-hosts and our spouses for letting us record. Thanks, Dunder, for joining us there during the beginning. Thanks, Skype, for hating on my show.
Thanks, Skype. You rock.
Thanks to our contributors and everyone who listens. And remember, next time you tell a funny life story, tell it like nobody's listening.
The NLCast fun doesn't have to end. Join us online at NLCast.com for features, forums, and all the social networking connections you can handle. Share your stories and comments via email. Nobody's listening to us at gmail.com or call them in at 816-298-0823.
Hey, Trevor, let's blow this pop stand and go play some Batman Arkham Asylum.
Oh, yeah.
I'll see you in the party chat. Ooh.
Booyah.
Skype is the enemy. We don't like Skype. If Skype was my little brother, I'd beat him like no other. And John would help me out, and Trevor would kick him in the snout. And that's the way it is. Yeah. Ukulele, take us home.
Hallelujah.
A ninja man just broke into our house and is about to kill me.
A large black teenager hugging a small white boy.
Sir, I have news for you. Sir, I have news for you. Sir, I have news for you.
Hallelujah.
And the thing is,
baby, baby.
So we just pick up the end of the barrel and dump him out on the ground.
Flying in the air. It looked like a pancake and a catfish mixed together, thrown in the air.
So now she's trapped in this class. She's angry.
Hallelujah!
Let's just say that the people in charge of the camp weren't very happy either that night.
I put a book in my butt. It's the way I had to do it.
From deep in Canada's pants.
I don't think I approve of your mother. Sorry. So the word's tough, then the bad word
from
for
the
poop.
From the sides of the hood around his face. No! Smears and just
no, I can't listen to that.
Oozing out is, let's just say, some fecal
material. Now Patrick Swayze is rubbing clay all over Sean.
I turned into a bat and I flew into this lady's house.
They make herpes sound fun. Double your pleasure, double your fun. With extra herpes gum. I don't understand.
And wouldn't want that dog.
It started to go over. I thought I had it enough. It didn't. It flung back and something.
Oh. I'm just kidding.
It looks like Ariel has a baby. But the baby doesn't have
Mom
a face.
Mom sat up straight and looked up.
I miss you. Oh, the dunder.
Hello, my darling.
Oh, no, 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 you're in
it's
ghost
like you're
mail.
Hang on, go ahead.
Okay. I'm... So I put a toothpick through the bottom of it and shifted it up.
Oh, God. So there was something making a noise up in this tree, and we don't know what it is. I got to try to sleep tonight. Thanks.
And what used to be herbal essence was now essence of this. And it was a little more liquid.
Now the only clean part on his entire body was a shiny, clean thumb.
Just the skin fur... sort of sheath.
I put a book in my pants so I wouldn't have to do the pain dance. I put a book
I'm still trying to figure out how what exactly a cross between a pancake and a catfish would look like.
Oh. Why didn't you talk about this years ago?
My stomach hurts so bad.
Oh, I'm cramping. Oh. We need to hit the gym.
I do.
Oh, gosh.
Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hannah baby. Introducing a new collection, Hannah Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hannah quality for your most precious gift. Hannah Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannahanderson.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.